Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Couple minutes after 2 o'clock, that means your boys are here for your listening pleasure until 6:30 tonight. Big day for Danny Ruye, not because the Washington football team signed a new left tackle, Charles Leno, not because the NFL schedule release is on like Donkey Kong, but because you finally got to address J.P. Finley saying C.H. instead of T.W. when using the words Twitter, 12 and 20.
So if there's a TW sound at the start of a word, so the word two, like the number two, he doesn't do it. But if he was to say, I saw on Twitter that someone was twitching 2022 from the year 2012, you would hear it. And I've been slowly spreading the word around the station to everybody, right? I've been trying to figure out the best way to like reveal it. I was going to maybe have Mullins record a bunch of those and kind of make a nice little file and drop it as a fun thing. Kind of like a, hey, welcome to radio. Cause everybody picks apart everything you say. I still get stuff all the time. I don't even know that I'm doing it. And I apparently have fallen into the trap of saying, right, after like, as part of conversation, and people call me out on that all the time now. So I'm now trying to avoid it. We all have these crutches. We're talking for 4.5 hours a day, you and I. So you slip into these different things. And I noticed this, and it was funny. I turned you onto it. I turned Darius onto it. I turned Ryan onto it. Slowly but surely, I was having everybody. And then a listener, without inadvertently, just living their, carrying, living their lives, tweeted it at J.P. Finley.
They and tweeted it, or they tweeted it?
Well, because it's for J.P. He tweeted it out.
Got it.
And J.P. acknowledged it on air, and then just all of a sudden, all the my parade float destroyed.
JP,
just,
you inadvertently ruined his day.
No,
I'd like to defend myself for a minute.
It's not an attack.
I have no real defense, except I don't believe it. As far as I'm concerned, this doesn't happen, and I'll be sure to check my Twitter, and I'm sure I won't get any tweets about this whatsoever.
Yeah, I guarantee no one will say a word about it. I told you the one that people love for me, and there's a lot of them, I'm sure. You talk enough on the air over a bunch of years, people will find all your little flaws. The word that's past tense for win, so if you played last night and you were victorious, you
won. You won the game.
You won the game.
I noticed that one in 2009.
Juan Soto the game.
Yeah, the first night I met Grant, and I said, well, why are you saying it that way? And it was like that Family Guy exchange, like, why am I saying what? What way? It was like, and he was like, I won. You're like, no, you didn't.
So here's my question for JP. Do your parents do the Twitter thing? Because my mom says won. A couple of the things that I say wrong because my mom said them that way.
My dad is passed now, but my dad was from Scotland. So he had a heavy brogue. Like he had a heavy Scottish accent. So I don't emulate that. My mom has a heavy Southern accent. So I don't emulate that. So I think this, whatever weird development I have,
it's
is of my
accent.
Own making. All I can tell you is every day now I'm going to tweet Danny Ruye at 12:20.
When you say 2021 or 2022, it's his favorite. So if you could work those in,
Well, today we were talking about the Washington football team, the quarterbacks they faced in 2020 versus the quarterbacks they're going to face in 2021. And let me tell you, my Twitter was ablaze with the quarterbacks on the 2021 schedule because they're so much better than 2020.
I'm telling you, the first time I noticed it was your second show as I'm driving in. And you guys, no, wait, it was earlier than that. Whatever, the point was, your second show, and you referenced 2012, talking about Griffin, just sort of like looking back at it. And I went, huh, I wonder if that's a thing, or well, if that was just your goal, like you're looking, because we all do, we're looking up a million things.
But by the time you brought it up to me, which is weeks after that, it was your obsession.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I was like sitting there waiting.
He goes, so the JPTW thing, you know that. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking
about. You made me sound like such a jerk.
No, you weren't being mean about it. Yeah. Like, we all have these, like, it's...
We've all got quirks.
He doesn't feel bad about it. It's just a thing. And he's like, but he did want to do something fun, like a big reveal.
Like a gender reveal,
kind
but for
of,
my,
yeah.
my...
But, like, safe.
Verbal quirks.
He wanted to rent a plane and drop out a 20s instead of, you know, pink or blue. He wanted to, like, light off dynamite and then it would just say 20 everywhere.
I hope the Washington football team has their best season since 2012 in 2021.
Like, you can't hear it, honestly? You honestly can't hear it?
Not at all.
Like, you're right now hyper-focused on TWing.
No, he's trying to do CH right now.
No, he's not. I'm telling you, he's trying
talking.
To do the TW.
Like, I wonder if this is what Bruce Allen heard when he said
his
Kurt.
McLean accent,
and,
yeah.
And maybe this is my,
it's your dialect.
My Kurt.
His Langley dialect.
That's mind-blowing to me. That was incredible. I thought the last few minutes you've been turning up the CH thing to like 11 just for the
fun. I'm trying to do TW.
You are?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Don't you see?
I thought that makes this so much better. I literally thought the last few minutes he was playing into the whole thing.
I'm saying this how I would say it anytime, 2012.
You don't hear the same sound that comes out when you say the word cheese at the beginning of 20?
2012.
There is no difference between 20 and choo-choo train. There's none.
Choo-choo train, 2012.
Oh, my God. That's amazing, JP. I thought you were turning it up as high as you could.
Okay. You slow down to enunciate, and he was enunciating his TWs.
I am trying to turn up the TW,
the W.
And eliminate the CH.
Okay,
so let alone it sounding worse.
Do me this favor. Do me this. I want you, and try as hard as you can, I want you to say, like, take as much time as you need to, say Robert Griffin took the league by storm in 2012.
In 2012.
Dude, I thought I've been doing that.
No, you have very all much right. not.
JP Finley.
Robert Griffin took the NFL by storm in 2012.
Like, oh my God. That's not a work. Like, you didn't just do that for fun, right?
You're bidding for our amusement.
I swear to God, I'm not bidding. I don't hear what you're hearing.
Dennis,
Kristen Stewart
please...
and Robert Pattinson starred in what movie series?
Twilight.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad. Okay, if a girl's
I got to go pick up my daughter.
I have one
Love
more.
You, boys.
I have one more question. If a girl's at a club and she's going to dance by sticking her butt out and she's going to put her hands on her elbows and she's going to bend over.
Rhymes with work.
How's she going to dance?
Twerk.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, JP.
His favorite Shakespeare play is Twelfth Night.
Adios.
See you, buddy. Love you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Danny has wanted to do that segment and has been uncomfortable to bring it up for weeks.
Weeks.
And then a caller today. I may have even been.
I think it was a tweeter, actually.
It was a chweeter. A chweeter today told JP TWs or CHs, and you were crestfallen. But ever since you've told me that TW sound like he's saying Charlie Casserly.
Uh-huh.
Ever since you told me,
you cannot hear it.
It's there.
JP's my guy.
Good
sport about that.
Yeah, very good sport. And he plays ball. I like that about him. Make sure you listen to JP and to Brian Mitchell.
Indeed.
Middle of the day, every day, doing a great job for us here on 106.7 The Fan. So a couple of things. We're going to have Charles Leno on the show at 3 o'clock in 50 minutes. I'm pumped about that.
Yeah, man.
We got him booked about 4 minutes after the news broke that he signed. So that's going to be awesome. Make sure you're listening at 3 o'clock on Grant and Danny for Leno. John Carlson's going to be on the show at 2:45 today. Caps got a walk-off win. But the closest thing you can get in hockey to just walking into the dugout after you hit a bomb. Raffle going top shelf from no angle.
He was below the goal line.
End their regular season. That goal was insane.
I just want to talk about that a lot today. He shot it from below the red line. Like, oh, that's a tough angle. That's a negative angle. They don't even make a number for that, whatever the hell that was. It was unbelievable.
But it was the final game of the regular season.
Yeah.
Game that, you know, neither team really cared that much about, to be completely honest. But you win that game with 1.8 seconds left. Raffle had Neville scored as a Capital. I mean, the whole thing was amazing. The whole scene was cool.
Yeah.
We'll ask Carly about that. We also have to figure out, point blank, John Carlson, are you going to play in game one?
I need to know that.
That question will be asked. Will TJ Oshie be on the ice in game one? And we'll get a full preview of that Bruins series with him. Wizards back in action tonight. JP actually told me that they are 6.5-point dogs wherever he was looking. I got to pull up the FanDuel Sportsbook and see what they've got them at. That doesn't make any sense to me. They are 500, and they're trying to catch the 8 seed at this point still, Charlotte. But they just lost to the Hawks by a point. They don't have Bradley Beal. I understand that they're undermanned in Atlanta. But they don't lose by 6 anymore. They lose in overtime or they lose
close
by
ones.
1. Every game comes down to a possession. So I love them if they're actually getting 6.5 points tonight, don't you?
Same here. Yeah. They need it. They're competitive. And as you said, even if they drop it, it's going to be within that margin. I like them tonight as well.
And the Nationals will be back in action this evening against the Phillies. So here's one thing real quick I'll just say on the Nationals. We can get into this in more detail later in the show. Davey Martinez yesterday fairly inexplicably moved Josh Bell and Kyle Schwarber up to the top four of the batting order. I don't know if the idea is to get them going or to just kind of give them a vote of confidence or a pat on the back or what.
Maybe they like the matchup or something.
Possibly. Trey Turner batted first. Josh Bell batted third with Juan Soto sandwiched in between them. First inning, you got two runners on for Bell who struck out and didn't do anything to move those guys along. And then Schwarber ended up flying out. And so with two outs, Yan Gomes was batting and the inning was basically over. Later in the game, as they have the bases loaded, Juan Soto had been pitched around to load the bases to get to Josh Bell, who's hitting below 150. The idea in general of moving a guy up batting what he is to bat third in your order doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you're going to have Turner and Soto 1 and 2, you cannot have Josh Bell hitting third right now until he proves that he can get going. Because teams are just going to pitch around Juan Soto. He will get nothing to hit whatsoever. That cannot happen again. The lineup's not out for tonight. But they can't do that.
Mix
and I'm
it up.
A pro Josh Bell guy. I'm not one of these crazy people. I'm not a fanatic who is nuts and going crazy because he's got a low batting average. I get that he's struggling. He's a better player than he looks right now. He's going to be much better a month from now. All that's fair. It is unacceptable and malpractice right now to take the bat out of Juan Soto's hand in big spots because you're putting a guy who can't catch up to velocity right now hitting third in the lineup.
So I had a buddy who was out of town for a few weeks and came back and we were texting last night. And he was like, you know, what's up with the Nats? What's going on? Because he left and they were, I think, either a game over or right at 500. Now they're in last place, I think 5 or 6 below 500, having lost 6 of 7. And I said, tonight is what is going on. The first two guys in the order got on base 8 times. The rest of the lineup twice over the course of a game against, you know, the okay Phillies pitching. That's just kind of who they are. You got a good enough starting pitching effort to win. Bullpen gave up some, but that's, you know, that's going to happen when you're kind of going B bullpen there. But that's the offense. That's kind of where this is right now, is they can't get anybody besides Turner and Soto to do diddly and or squat. Somebody is going to have to do some consistent damage, and it's the guys they brought in to do that who simply aren't doing it. So there's no guy on a white horse coming. There's no cavalry. There's no reinforcements. There's no, well, Rizzo can add a bullpen arm when they were 19-31 and the bullpen was the worst in the history of the sport. There's no, hey, once this guy gets healthy. This isn't a Strasburg issue. This is a boppers of the middle lineup not bopping to a degree that's staggering and crippling for this offense.
Today's been scheduled release day in the NFL, which is kind of like the league's version on football Twitter of a puzzle. Little by little, you get one piece and then another, and you start to add it all up. And you're like, okay, so in week one, I'm playing this team. And then you get week 7, week 11, week 14, and by the end of the night, when 8 p.m. rolls around and we're supposed to get the schedule, we kind of have it all filled in already. This is what so far has come out for Washington. And I was listening to JP, you just heard on our show, and Brian throughout the day, keeping everyone up to date on some of this news as it broke. Week one, you get Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers. I love that. I think it's the fourth time ever that the reigning rookie of the year on offense and on defense are going to play each other in week one of their sophomore season. Week two, Giants home Thursday night football. So back-to-back home games in the first 2 weeks. I hate a week two Thursday night game. It's so early in the season to waste what could be a second bye week. Like coaches view the Thursday night games, because it's 10 days before your next game, as a mini bye. If they get a late season bye, like week 10 or something, that could work to have it in week two and then in week 10. But if they have a bye in week three or four or five, that's a long
time. Then it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Without a legitimate break, especially in a 17-week schedule.
I don't mind that Thursday being early as much, because I think you're a little bit fresher. And, in week 10, 11, 12, something like that, where you've been playing and everybody's broken down, everybody's hurt, then you have that short week. I think that can be harder. The back end, once you get through it, you're right, is an extra bye week. But I don't mind that as much there. Maybe I'm weird.
I think it also depends on how healthy you are coming out of camp.
Sure.
If you already have some guys banged up or not. I just generally, if I'm getting 10 days off as a, again, I'm going to call it a mini bye.
Mm-hmm.
I want that positioned later in the year in my stretch run, because just theoretically, the more games you're playing, the more bumps and bruises there are going to be. So the later, the better. Potentially, they could have another Thursday night or later. The bye week, as I said, could be much later, and it could work out. A week seven against the Packers, week eight at the Broncos. That could be the game, by the way, where Mike Shanahan is inducted into the Ring of Honor for Denver. And in week 18, they'll close the year for their 17th game of the season for the first time ever at the Giants. They seem to always finish in Philly
or in New York.
So it's that's what we know so far. When the two Giants games are, they're in Lambeau back end of the first half of the season, and they're at the Broncos just before the midway point of the year. But I do love that Chargers week one game. And you know I'm a Justin Herbert mark. So that's going to be a fun week leading up to that. Not only because it's the start of the season, but to talk about one of the best young defensive players in the league in Washington, who went second overall and four picks later when Herbert came off the board and just had the best rookie season a quarterback has ever had.
Yeah, quite literally the best anyone's ever done it. So that is, and you know, the Chargers are a team that I thought last year took a step back in kind of a confusing way. That's a talented group. I feel like they're a team that's on the rise. Just happened to play in a really challenging division with the best team in the AFC out there.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. John Carlson at 2:45. We'll look ahead to the Caps and the Bruins, and he'll tell us whether or not he'll be on the ice for game one. Also, Charles Leno, the newest member of the Washington football team, just agreed to a deal today to play left tackle, is on the show today at 3. Please spread the word on that. What are our takeaways so far from the schedule release that has come out around the NFL? We can get into that. You can react at 800-636-1067 next. But I want to take a look at Washington's offensive line, which is loaded. This is the deepest this line has been in years after the Leno acquisition. Next on Grant and Danny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We now know one of Washington's meetings with Dallas, when it's going to come. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. J.P. Finley, you hear him in middays with Brian. He was just on with us a few minutes ago. He is reporting that the football team is going to be in Dallas for Sunday night football the day after Christmas. Christmas this year is on Saturday, so this is your traditional Sunday night football game.
Oh, right on.
On Sunday night. At the end of the year, they do the Sunday night football games on whatever day of the week they want to air them on. It's like a thing they actually do.
There's no college football to compete with, right? So they go, yep, yeah, we're on Saturday.
The NFL, I know, loved the ratings they got from the Vikings and the Saints on Christmas. And they've done some Christmas games the last couple of years, and I think they want to expand upon that. So when I first heard this was that weekend, I thought, well, maybe Washington-Dallas on Christmas night. But it's the night after Christmas, traditional Sunday night football. And that's week 16, so they will play two games after that. But potentially that could be important in the division. Washington is considered to be, if not the favorite, a legitimate contender to go back-to-back in the East. And I do think Dallas, even though they have major problems on defense, getting Dak Prescott back with the personnel they've got in their passing game on offense and the ability to run the football with Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard, that's a team that is going to score and win some shootouts. They will have something to say about the NFC East this year.
If somebody was really good, you'd go, yeah, we know what this Dallas team is, right? They're great on offense, terrible on defense. They're not good enough to do it. But I don't know that anybody's going to be head and shoulders better than they are, right? I think Washington may be a half game better, but then you look at Washington's extra game is with Buffalo. They've got that first place schedule, which is two or three games here and there, but that stuff adds up when you're playing Kansas City, you're playing Seattle, you're playing Green Bay, you're playing Buffalo, as I mentioned. So Dallas is not going quietly here. They're deeply flawed on defense, but are you confident enough that this Washington offense or anybody else is going to be able to outscore them on, you know, 7, 8, 9 times to give them a losing record? I'm not so sure.
Sounds like maybe a December trip to Las Vegas. You and I were really curious about when they'd be playing.
That's a good time to go.
At the Raiders, December 5th. We can start lobbying, I think, in the next couple of weeks unsuccessfully for the Grant and Danny radio program to go to Vegas. Darius, you going to be in on that trip if we can swing that? Sit at the crap
big
table with
up,
your pal? Danny will be in the hotel.
But you 100% and I can in. Go have some fun. 100%.
Blackjack table, my friend. Will you sit with your pal or you roll the dice and craps?
Are you going to go to play some blackjack?
Oh, yeah, I'm a blackjack guy.
But are you going to have a little fun with us?
Absolutely. If you go to some nightclub, I'm not going to go.
Why would we go to a nightclub?
I don't know.
Look at me. Darius, are you a nightclub guy?
I'm not a nightclub guy.
Thank goodness.
Again, look at me.
If you want to go to the buffets, you want to sit down at the table and see.
Something tells me and Darius will go to a buffet with you.
I would enjoy a buffet in Las Vegas. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
So all we got to do now is get a sign off from CK. That should be no problem whatsoever.
Absolutely. We'll just ask him.
We've worked out the specifics and all the details.
We'll take a plane there and everything.
Who wants to send the email?
That's a you thing.
Nose game.
Yeah, I touched. I'm second. Darius has
Darius third. You got sent.
Yeah, he's already decided. The ruling, the verdict is in.
What's that?
It's probably
hell no, don't ask again. Thank you.
But yeah, December. It looks like maybe December 5th-ish, a couple weeks before that Dallas game. Anything jumped out at you that you've seen? Could be Washington, could be otherwise. NFL schedule release so far today that you like?
Just thinking of Washington, I always look for when the short rest games are. I always care about that very, very much. Just say, hey, when is this kind of thing that I've got circled on the schedule? When is this big challenge? Because I think we underestimate that. For our viewing pleasure, we turn off the TV. A few days later, they're on again. Well, that's guys in cryo chambers. That's guys getting, you know, massages, doing whatever they possibly can to get back on the field and going through wear and tear. Despite the fact the NFL tells you it's not that big a deal, the players tell you that it is. So going from Sunday to Thursday, I like that both games are at home, by the way, early on in the season.
Yeah, they have a brutal schedule. So the chance to get out of the gates at 2-0, and that's not to say that they will, but the Chargers, winnable. First point spread I saw today, which is actually a thing, by the way, that's out right now, which is outrageous.
Wow.
Is a 1-point spread in favor of the Chargers. That's a toss-up game. And then the following week, that Thursday night after their opener, just a few days later, against the Giants within the division, again, kind of a 50-50 proposition. You could be 2-0 going into what is a brutal 17-game gauntlet this year. So I like that. You're not opening with the Bucks or the Chiefs or anything insane like that. Speaking of opening with the Bucks, Thursday night opener, defending champ Tampa Bay hosting Dallas.
How about it?
Have some, Dallas.
Let's go, Bucks.
I want Tom Brady to light it up that night.
You know what I heard? I heard that Dallas was saying mean things about Tom Brady. He should probably be very motivated for that game.
Maybe. I want him to take that very personally. I'm weirdly turned on by this game, and I don't know why. I'm really excited about Jets-Panthers for Sam Darnold to play against the Jets.
I love revenge games.
Obviously, Zach Wilson's debut is also very important to me. What with me being the most invested person in Zach Wilson other than his parents. Big, big fan of the kids. But Jets, Zach Wilson, Panthers, Sam Darnold, 1 o'clock kick. That might be my favorite game in that window of the early games, other than Washington and L.A. A Jaguars open with the Texans, so we'll get to see Trevor Lawrence right out of the bat at 1 o'clock on that opening Sunday. And maybe the best matchup of that weekend could be the Packers and the Saints if Brett Favre is still on Green Bay. Because we're going to find out, without Drew Brees, is New Orleans still a fixture? If they can beat the Packers 4:25 kickoff, then they'll be a legitimate, formidable contender out of the gates early in week one. A
couple other decent ones that I've seen. Looks like Dolphins-Patriots. Right? Dolphins, a team on the rise.
Why do you like that one?
Well, because Dolphins were 10-6 last year. Patriots went ham sandwich in the offseason, revamped after they had their down year.
So it's a divisional game. Litmus test game. Like, is Miami still wearing the pants? They're 1-0, or
yeah,
the Patriots win, or are they putting them on notice?
Bills, Steelers, two teams that won, I believe, you know, 12, 13 games each last year. Seahawks, Colts, two double digit winners going at it in week one.
Bears and Rams are that first Sunday night game, by the way. Here's my question on Bears and Rams. Who's starting for Chicago? Andy Dalton show? QB1 or Justin Fields? Three practices in, the Bears decide he's actually better than Andy Dalton, so we're going to start him against Matthew Stafford in LA.
If you had to walk to the window right now,
to the wall,
with money in hand that you had to spend, right? You have to bet this money. Who would you bet on to start that week one game for the Bears?
I'm picking Dalton. I'm putting money on Dalton.
I feel like it might be Fields. I think I'd put my money on Fields. I think it's one of those things where you coaches, you guys, we're not really concerned about you in the future. This is the old ownership suite, guys with the cigars and nice crock pots that have bears and stuff on it.
Right.
We came down, we said, that's very nice. We'd like to see our toy, please, because he's going to be here after you're not.
But right off the bat?
I think right off the bat. I think it's a Fields thing.
That's aggressive.
It's coming in hot.
Wouldn't that be amazing, by the way, if Fields was, for whatever reason, kind of scoffed at by teams throughout the pre-draft process?
Like, I'm rooting for that kid. Big time.
Same
for that
here.
Reason.
Yeah. I've loved him since the show, Quarterback One, that came out on Netflix when he was in high school. But he falls out of the top 10. He lands in the Bears' lap, and then he's still starting in week one. Let's go to Scott on line one. Wants to hop in on the schedule before we talk O-line real quick. Scott, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. I think we'd all agree that the division's going to be somewhat close this year. So any advantage you could get, you take it. And I think you look at the schedule and – I swear Ron Rivera must have signed off on this schedule before it was released, because you look at the teams in Dallas and Washington basically play the same teams, right? Except for like one or maybe two. But you look at the teams that Washington gets at home, and it's almost every team that's any good. Seattle at home. New Orleans at home. Green Bay at home. San Diego, the Rams, the Chargers at home. Every game that would be difficult, Kansas City at home. They play all their road games against non-playoff cupcake teams, and that's the advantage that they got to use to win this division this year.
Thanks, buddy. Look, there aren't that many cupcake games, just to be real, away or home.
Yeah, I think they're at Green Bay, by the way, for the record. Not that that matters too much. But
his point's correct. We did this the other day, just looking at the opponents. Mm-hmm. The brutal part of their schedule is mostly at home. That's not randomized, though. It's not like they lucked out. We've known that because it's based on who you last played at. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, there's a turn-taking situation, and you're at the commonplace opponent in this division. So it's not like they just randomly benefited and lucked into that. Having said that, yes, they will have a much tougher slate at FedEx Field this year than going to some really difficult venues to play in. And we're still waiting on the majority of the schedule. I think about half of it tops is out at this point. It officially comes out at 8 o'clock tonight. Want to get into the offensive line with you. We're going to start doing that at the top of the hour because Charles Leno, who Washington signed today, presumably to start at left tackle, is going to be on the show at 3 o'clock. I've been told he's a big personality, should be a lot of fun to have on the air, so that's cool. That was an awesome signing because they're loaded up front now in a way that they haven't been in a few years.
That signing made me tremendously happy. It's the feeling of comfort no matter who's there. It's not just a replacement.
John Carlson next. Leno, top of the hour at 3. Talk to Carly about the playoffs on G&D.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our weekly appointment with John Carlson, defenseman, Washington Capitals. Get started on Grant and Danny as we get ready to turn the page into the playoffs. Carly, thanks for the time, man. How you been?
Doing well. Everything's good. Looking forward to what's upcoming here and ready to roll.
Last night, you guys finished the regular season with a bang. Buzzer beater, kind of a walk-off win, as close as we get in hockey. Raffle going top shelf from no angle. What a wacky way to end the regular season.
Yeah, and I guess that's just symbolic of the year, but we'll take it and move into the playoffs. Obviously, there was, it didn't mean much for both sides that game. But at the end of the day, when you lace up the skates, you go out there to win, and that's what the guys did last night.
Yeah, I don't know why more people don't take the puck below the red line and shoot it off the back of the goalie's head into the upper 90. It seems like a really easy thing to do, and in no way a freak occurrence. But that was great. But it was really weird. You kind of touched on it. You guys are playing them again here in a few days. What was last night like for you guys sort of getting ready for that one? Obviously, you want to get healthy. You want to get some time on the ice, but also don't want to give anything away. What was that like?
Yeah, I think that they rested a lot of their guys, obviously, and there's no secrets in this league. There's no nothing that they could throw at us or we throw at them that they really haven't seen in the first seven meetings that we've played them this year. So it's just going to be two teams trying to battle it out and go at it for a chance to move on. And I think, like you said, it was a little weird. I think maybe the only people that were happy to play that game were Boston's trainers, that they can leave a bunch of the stuff here before flying back, not too soon here.
John Carlson, BetQL, guest hotline on Grant and Danny. Carly, will you be on the ice for game one against the Bruins Saturday night?
Absolutely, yes.
Boom! I needed to hear that.
That's good news.
That makes me happy. That was good to hear. I'm happy about that. Do you think that, we saw Backstrom, we saw Ovechkin, a lot of the cavalry come back. What about TJ Oshie?
Yeah, he's doing great, too. I think at this time of year, it's just, everyone's dealing with different situations. And at the end of the day, we're making decisions based on, for the last week and a half, we're making decisions based on what's going to get us all into the best, position to do our best come Saturday night. So that's, that's nothing new for any team around the league, and certainly not for us.
This is a nerdy thing for me, Danny. One of my favorite things about hockey is when the players are inactive, like Carly's been, they actually sit in the press box in suits, and it's a wacky bit. But I like being up there eating my popcorn, and you'll see three random Rangers, one who you can't stand, walk by you. Anyway, I want to know, when you were watching from up high in Capital One Arena and in the arenas last few days, did you eat any popcorn or any snacks that they provide up there?
No, I guess I haven't been up there prior to this last week or week and a half. But I think maybe just because of COVID and all that stuff, there might be less that stuff going on.
So in a normal situation, would you snack and drink, a soda, or do you keep it to water? What's your press box situation? I know they've been rare for you, but are you would you snack like a normal person, or are you all business when you're at the arena?
No, I think if there was some popcorn or some pretzels or chips or whatever, I would, just like anybody else, I would imagine would. I guess it just depends on what's lying around and what the situation is. But there wasn't much snacking, or maybe you'd take a sip of water here or there, but that's about it.
He's just like us,
just
Danny.
Like us, just like us. It makes you so happy. John Carlson with us here on Grant and Danny. Let's talk Bruins. They're good. You guys are good too, obviously, but that group's been playing really well since the trade deadline. They've been good on defense. They've got some really good skill guys as well. What kind of challenges do they bring?
Yeah, they're a great team. I think we've battled them pretty well over the years, but we know who they are and what they're capable of, and it starts at the top for them. Obviously, that big line is one of the best across the league, and they're deep. They made a few acquisitions at the deadline that made them kind of hit their stride a little later on in the year, I would say, and they're coming in playing great hockey, so. It's going to be a big test for us, a battle, but we're ready for it and excited to have this opportunity.
Yeah, speaking of their stretch run, the best team with the lowest goals against in last 17 games or whatever since the trade deadline. Now, it was a lot of Devils and Sabres in there. When you watch the film of them, are they playing as well as those numbers? Is some of that competition? What do you see as far as why they were the best in the sport over these last few weeks?
Yeah, I'm sure it's whatever the numbers say probably rings true to that. I think you just want to win, and how you go about your business says a lot about you. Doesn't matter who you play. There's no slouch games. You saw those other teams that you mentioned, beat a lot of playoff ready teams coming down the stretch as well. So that's where we're at in this sport. And obviously, yeah, they were definitely a way better team than the other two teams, but. And on any given night, if you don't show up, you don't win. And that's just the way it works. But I think they're definitely hitting their stride, and it's going to be a great test for us. And we know we have our work cut out for us.
What's the most important thing for you guys to do if you're going to win this series?
Yeah, I think get it out of our zone. I think that's from game one of the season, that's been our biggest thing is just, you know, get it out of our zone and through the neutral zone as simply as possible, and then let us go to work. I think our assets, our speed, our skill, you know, how we read the game is some of the best across the board around the league. So the more we can break the puck out and get into transition and get into our forecheck and in the O-zone, it helps a lot.
John Carlson, Grant and Danny, weekly appointment Wednesdays at 2:45 here on The Fan. So much is made about the elevation and the intensity for the viewer watching the playoffs in hockey. Does it feel any different for you on the ice?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think that people take games off or anything like that in the regular season, but I would say that there's more people going out of their way to do certain things that make it a lot more difficult. You know, everyone's given that 1,000% effort, so you know, you're passing into a tight window. It better be crisp and where it needs to be. And maybe, you know, you're not getting turned away from. If someone's forechecking me, they're not, you know, they might turn away from me a month and a half ago, but everyone's finishing their checks everywhere. Everyone's going down to block shots at all costs, all over the ice, no matter what. Just those little things make it tighter, you know, tighter checking, tighter scoring, and make it a lot more difficult to make plays all over the ice.
Brad Marchand is a guy that I'm well prepared to despise over the course of this series, what with his face licking and slew footing. Is there a member of the Bruins, though, that you would advocate? Like, don't forget to dislike this guy. Like, Marchand gets so much of the disdain. Who else is a guy by the end of this series that Caps fans are going to be throwing darts at a picture of?
I don't know yet. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out. I think you got a good start, though.
John, in terms of this series and kind of things ramping up in the postseason, you've done this for a while now, and you guys have a veteran-laden group, et cetera. There are a couple young guys on the roster, though. You mentioned that ramped-up intensity. Is there anything you say to kind of prepare some of the younger guys for it as someone that's been through this? Like, hey, this is what to expect and how to expect it?
Yeah, I think not so much that, but more just, you know, kind of balancing everything throughout a series. That's the most important. I think everybody's going to be ramped up, their energy and, you know, their readiness is going to be through the roof like anyone would be. I think maybe just getting through game to game, the ups and downs of it all. I always say the biggest, you know, kind of stress on us right now is the mental part of it, and just how crazy series can be, a certain game going back and forth, a series going back and forth, whatever it is. That's draining the mental aspect of it a lot, and the more better prepared you are for, you know, that mindset going into it, that it is going to be hard and things are going to be wild and not always go your way. And I think that's the most important thing, to not wear yourself down over the mental aspect of it, to stay calm, cool, and collected, and keep answering the bell.
John Carlson with us each and every week on Grant and Danny. It has been a pleasure to chat with you throughout the regular season. We are hoping for a lengthy postseason run. Best of luck to you guys as you got going. You know DC's behind you.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Go get him.
Always the best. John Carlson on G&D here on The Fan. The newest member of the Washington football team. They just signed Charles Leno, the left tackle, today. He'll join us next right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.